Hi, I'm Allie.
Hey, I'm Mario, and this is the East and West Atlantic Real Estate Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first cross-continental episode of East and West Atlantic Real Estate. My name is Mario. I'm an agent in Portugal, and I'm joined here by my colleague, Allie, who's based out of the Hamptons. And Allie, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mario. I'm so thrilled to be here. Great to talk to you today.
Here we go. So, Allie, why don't we start with you, ladies first. Share a little bit about your background and what really drew you to real estate.
Sure, absolutely. You know what? My interest in real estate started when I was 21. I bought my first condo in my hometown, and I was kind of struck by a bug the first time I did that, because that property, I ended up moving out of it and moving to a different part of Australia, and I rented it out, and I was like, wow, this is pretty good to get some passive income. What do you know? For the first almost 30 years of my professional career, I was actually in tech, but real estate was always in the background for me. And now it's kind of come full circle. I work full time in real estate here in the Hamptons. And my only regret is that I didn't start doing this sooner. I think it's a wonderful profession and it's a wonderful way to make a living. And, you know, I feel just really fortunate to be able to help people find their houses every day. It's really rewarding. How about you, Mario?
There are some similarities, starting with the background, basically. I mean, I haven't been in real estate for that long myself. I had a lot to do with real estate, and that's how I ultimately ended up in real estate. But my background is basically luxury hospitality. I moved around Europe. I'm Italian myself, living in Portugal. I moved around Europe quite a bit and traveled a lot because of my job in hospitality. I was in marketing. In actually working for American multinationals in hospitality. And I had a lot to do with real estate when I was doing cross-industry marketing activities, because ultimately, you know, when you want to tap into a customer base, you tap into a customer base of different industries, not only your own industry. And that applies to real estate, yachting, where I also ended up working for a few years. And when I decided to come back to Portugal, coming back, because this is a little detail, I lived here in the 90s for about 6 years. I opened a hotel here, and then basically my hotel career really took off in Portugal. And 5 years ago, I decided to come back, right? And I started getting a question by a lot of people or people that wanted to basically ask for help in terms of, okay, what are the investment opportunities in Portugal? Because they'd found out that I moved back to Portugal. And, you know, they were curious to see, because they heard a lot about the boom in Portugal, and there's been a very, very strong increase in real estate investment from foreigners over the past year. So they were asking me, could you help us identify these investment opportunities? Now, I wasn't an agent, a broker by default, so I was doing it somehow to, you know, to help them out. And then I realized I didn't really have a platform to do so, and that's how I ended up with the agency. And ultimately, I ended up in real estate, working in something that has always triggered a lot of curiosity, because I was on the other side. You know, I started enjoying it more and more and decided to stay at it and make it, you know, my total focus area.
I love that. So you're an Italian who lives in Portugal, right?
Right.
So just for the viewers out there and for the listeners, I'm an Aussie that lives in America. And okay. I first came here in the 90s, and you know what, when I landed in New York City, and I was like, I think I found my people. So I've been here a long time. Yeah, I've been coming to America a long time and made it my home. So I have another question for you. So you're the West Atlantic and I'm the East Atlantic, right, in the whole scheme of things.
Right,
so
right.
Name, East and West Atlantic Real Estate. I love it.
We had to think this through very, very well, right? Because the Atlantic is on the west for us, meaning that we're East Atlantic, and the opposite way around for you. I hope I didn't say something silly now.
Exactly.
Anyway, having said that, one more question. As we're introducing ourselves, you said you're an Aussie, but married to an American?
Well, he's actually Canadian, but our son is the American in our house. So yeah, so we're kind of like representing a lot of
To make it even more international, I'm married to a Dutch. My kids were born in Portugal, right? And I'm Italian, but my mom is Belgian, so I'm actually half-half. So that's it. Won't get into more detail on nationalities now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Right. So what drew you into real estate, do you think? Like what is it about the market that you're in that you love so much?
Well, what I love so much is the opportunity that the country presents when it comes to real estate, because Portugal was for a long time the lesser known country from a tourism perspective. What happened then, tourism, really put the destination on the map. And as a result of tourism being on the map, being put on the map, real estate followed and came in very strong. So I have a benchmark, which is the 90s when I used to live here. When Portugal was a very different country, with relatively small foreign investments. And what really drew me when I got back, and I hadn't at that time decided yet to make real estate, my full focus, was that I saw there was so much, not only high, but so much interest from investors to invest into this country because, it was so untapped, so to say, right? Sort of organically, made me get more and more involved and ultimately making it my full-time job. What about you when it comes to the Hamptons? What's your love affair with the Hamptons?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. When I first came to America in the 90s, I had a dear friend and her husband lived in the Hamptons, and they invited me out here. And I arrived here and I was like, wow, this is not a part of New York that I had heard of when I was growing up in Australia. And I immediately fell in love with it. I think one of the things that I continue to love about I love the beach. It goes without saying. The beach is amazing. But I think one of the things that I continue to love about the Hamptons and probably always will is its really rich history in terms of, it's not as old as Europe, of course, but there's a lot of history to the Hamptons and there's a lot of art history to the Hamptons. And I had an art teacher when I was growing up in Australia who made me fall in love with art, and a lot of very well-known American artists made their living here in the Hamptons in the 60s, 70s, and through to today. And the art history of the Hamptons is something that has always been very near and dear to me. It's just very beautiful. I think that's the other thing that I love about the Hamptons. It attracts really wonderful and weird and wacky people like me. And I think I will always love it for that reason. Right.
Well, you can't hide it. I mean, it comes across as if you really, really enjoy the Hamptons. So
I'm glad, and
I think for the listeners here, maybe it's worthwhile mentioning as to why we came to the idea, to have this conversation, to have these podcasts, because at the end of the day, when you talk about real estate, like any other industry, is about working together and really diversity and understanding how we could help one another, and foremost, how we can help one another's customers. And, it goes without saying that here in Portugal, for us, the American market has been increasing at a pace that, nobody was anticipating, and it keeps doing so. So hence, our conversation and how we got to our first episode.
Well, I think it's a fantastic point you make, right? So we're at the agency, which is a multinational, like is represented in many, many countries. And for you and for me, living somewhere that we're not born, living abroad from where we were born, one of the things that I will always, always cherish is how much I got to travel when I was in the tech industry. And I was fortunate enough to live in different countries and visit different countries. And a lot of my connections, the people that I network with are not necessarily in the Hamptons or even in America. And right. I think it is a testament to the company that we work for that we're able to help people find their home in any corner of the world. I think it's a really important part of what we do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I can say the same here as well when it comes to, you know, the diversity of the people working, even regionally in Portugal within the team. We have people from all over the world with all types of different backgrounds, and ultimately, you know, the objective is the same: is assisting customers in finding, you know, their dream house through educating them, obviously, as well on the destination. And, you know, that leads me to what we're going to talk about during the next episodes, right?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm excited to embark on our podcast journey together, Mario. I think that there's always topics that our listeners want to know more about. And I'll give you an example. So this past January, so we're in February of 2024, this past January saw an increase in Hampton's home prices over the previous year. And you know what, what we refer to as time to market or time to sell was much shorter than it was in 2023. And I think for listeners out there that are interested in real estate and real estate trends, this is going to be a great podcast for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not to give away the content of the next one, where we will have a feature on Portugal, but we will be addressing points that very much have to do in particular with the Americans investing here, giving a little bit of background as to what happened, but also, you know, in terms of what is it really that Portugal, what makes Portugal so attractive. So won't go into any further details, but again, it was fantastic to have this, to be able to share this first episode with you. And I'm really looking forward. I'm very excited for more to come.
Me too. Thanks, Mario.
Thanks a lot, Ali. And thanks everybody for listening.
Speak soon.